This is TechCrunch.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Quantic School of Business and Technology. Quantic's highly selective admissions model enables future leaders to accelerate their careers. Learn alongside students and alumni from around the world who match your potential. Learn more at quantic.edu/techcrunch. Squarespace files privately to go public. By Alex Wilhelm. Squarespace announced this afternoon that it's going public. The online website creation and hosting service is a venture-backed entity, having raised Series A and B rounds in 2010 and 2014, respectively. Those deals were worth a combined $78.5 million, according to Crunchbase data. But Squarespace is perhaps best known for its epic 2017-era $200 million secondary round that General Atlantic financed. A secondary round is a transaction in which an external party buys shares from existing shareholders instead of the company issuing new equity. Some private companies execute secondary transactions when they don't need additional capital, but are also not near a liquidity event. The 2017 transaction fits well with the company's now impending 2021 IPO. At the time, TechCrunch reported that the company had revenues of around $300 million and that it was profitable. By filing, Squarespace joins a growing list of companies pursuing the public markets in recent months. At the end of 2020, C3.ai, DoorDash, and Airbnb listed. To kick off 2021, Affirm and Poshmark listed to great effect. Coinbase has filed, Robinhood is a hot IPO prospect, and now Squarespace is throwing its hat into the ring. The Squarespace filing is private, which means we're waiting for a future public S-1 from the company. Here's its own words on the current state of affairs. Quote, Squarespace Incorporated today announced it has confidentially submitted a draft registration statement on Form S-1 with the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC. The registration statement is expected to become effective after the SEC completes its review process, subject to market and other conditions. As Squarespace is a software company, a cloud company, and a company with a hand in the e-commerce space, we can only presume that it will suffer from a stultifying lack of investor interest when it does file, price, and list. After all, we've not seen a hot software IPO for weeks. That was sarcasm, by the way. Hats off to Squarespace for freeing us from the news doldrums. We're going back to our nap now.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.